Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. I begin the broadcast every day with this slogan that Brother Glass used to use, and it is a very true statement, beloved. Regardless of how you're feeling today, you may be just really blessed in the Lord, and that's wonderful. But this is a time, because we're drawing near the end of the age, where God's saints are really being sorely tested. And sometimes it's just claiming all the strength of God to be able to sometimes get through a day. But God is faithful, and there's a purpose, as I've shared recently in a series on afflictions, God has a purpose in the afflictions, is to make us strong. For example, if you spent all of your time in bed, and you got no physical exercises, even if you were healthy and normal, you would experience great muscle weakness. So it is in the battles, the trials that we face, that we become strong in the Lord. We walk in the faith God has given to us, and that faith increases as we continue to see God do exploits in our behalf. So the greater the problems, the greater the miracles. And I am personally experiencing some really wonderful miracles lately as we're going forward in the work of the Lord. But the thing that has been on my heart recently is prayer that Paul prayed in Ephesians, that we would know the hope of our calling. And there are some of you listening to me right now, you love the Lord, but you're not absolutely certain or positive what the Lord would have you do as far as service to Him. Now, so often when we think of ministering in the name of the Lord, we think of some public ministry, fivefold ministry, a pastor, evangelist, and if God's calling you into that arena, wonderful, praise God. But beloved, I want you to know, if you have accepted Jesus, no matter how insignificant you might feel yourself to be, you play a vital role in the functioning of the body of Christ. We are in this together. Paul used the description of a body in which we are fitly framed together by the plan of the Holy Spirit. And so I want to encourage you that regardless of your personal or physical circumstances, regardless of your age, no matter how young or old you are, and God does indeed have seasons in our lives. What we might be active in doing in one time in our life, there could come a new season of something different. We have to be sensitive to the Lord. So I don't care if you're approaching 90 years old, God has a plan for you. I know of one sister, she's getting close to that mark, and her ministry, aside from witnessing and just being a real loving people person, is the fact that she has a card ministry, and she'll send cards, which in today's world, you know, everybody's texting and emailing. A card in the mail really has an impact. You know, I'm praying for you, thinking of you, whatever it might be. And so I want you to know, beloved, that, and I want you to begin to get a sense of excitement and adventure, because even though you feel like you might be a million miles from the Lord through the battles you're going through, that God does have a plan for your life. And it's my prayer and my intent, as I pray for my partners, my radio family, is that we would discover what is that calling. What is the thing that God might be having you to do right now? Now, some of you may already know of a certainty. You know this is what God has for you to do at this point in your life. But the fact is, you can get very weary. I mean, the devil knows his time is short. And the warfare gets fiercer as we approach the end of the age. He hates God, Satan, and his demons, and as a result, you belong to the Lord, he hates you. So there are definitely assignments sent against you, but none of them are more powerful or greater than the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Prayer will defeat the enemy. As we're submitted to God and we resist the enemy, it says he will flee from before us. So, what I would like to do in the title of this next few days of ministering is Able Ministers of a New Covenant. And that's you. That's not just the pastor, just the evangelist, just the prophet. It is each and every one of us fulfilling our role and our place in the body of Christ. And do not be affected by a world mentality. So often we think bigger is better, because that's the way it is in the world. The bigger, the more money, the more prestige, the more fame. These are the things that attract attention. Well, that's not the case. It has occurred many times in the lives of great evangelists or ministers, those who have been used of God. It was the prayers, the witnessing, the example, the testimony of sometimes just one or two people that put them on that road to being used of God. And God does not look at size. He's looking at obedience. Remember the parable of the talents? I mean, the one that just had one talent who felt that, well, it wasn't very important, and he knew God was sort of an exacting taskmaster, he went and hid his talent in the ground. And that is not at all, the governor was not pleased, and that talent was taken from him and given to those who had already multiplied their 10 gifts or 10 talents or their 5 talents. And so, beloved, whatever God has given you, it's precious and it's beautiful and it's unlike any other gifting that anyone else has, because God made a point of making you unique. And that's the beauty. We can learn and be encouraged and edified by other members of the body, because they're not like us. Sometimes we want to stay with people that just, you know, think like us, do like us, or in our circle. But beloved, God has infinite variety. Look at all those that are going to stand before him. Oh, my word. We're from every tribe, people, nation, and tongue. And, you know, we're used to this culture that we're living in, but beloved, there's many cultures around the world that are very different from ours, but they're all part of God's family if they're believers. And so, my goodness, I haven't even started the message, but I'm just feeling to do a pep talk because I want you to know how important you are to Jesus, and don't ever discount what little you do. I mean, if you've tried to witness and you felt it didn't come out very well, don't be disheartened. The fact is, God is pleased. You went forth in the boldness of the Lord and took a step of faith and shared what you felt led to share. But the message I am sharing with you these next few days is going to convince you that you are an able minister of the new covenant. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for the privilege we have every day, Monday through Friday, of sharing the good news of the gospel, of applying it to our lives, that we can increase and grow in maturity in the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's the purpose of leaders in the body of Christ, of teachers, of pastors, evangelists, apostles, and prophets, to show us the way, to edify the body so they can do the work of the ministry. And so, beloved, just know that Jesus loves you. And Father, I thank you as we hear your word from the Word of God, that we will have new understanding, new revelation, new encouragement, and new edification. Thank you for meeting the specific needs of those who are listening right now. Lord, whether they be spiritual or physical, emotional, financial, circumstantial, Lord, I rebuke the work of the enemy, and I release, Lord, the answer. I release provision. I release whatever they have need of. For, Lord, we know it is your will to provide for all of our needs according to your riches in glory. Amen and amen. Praise God. Oh, I love you, saints. All right, let's begin by sharing a passage of scripture found in 2 Corinthians 3:6. He has enabled us to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And before we get into it, the Lord just quickened a passage in Scripture found in the book of Matthew. And I was thinking of the Last Supper when Jesus gathered for a final time before his death with his disciples to share some very important things. And he established what we call communion. And he said, you know, eat all of this bread. He passed the cup and he said, in verse 27, drink ye all of it. He took the cup, gave thanks, give it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And so he was declaring right then what he was about to face. And remember, he prayed. He said, Lord, if it's possible in the garden, can we do some other way? But he said, not my will, but thy will be done. So in humble submission, he went on in the strength of God to fulfill God's plan. And so we see when he said, this is my blood of the New Testament, when he gave them the cup, he gave it to them. And what did he say? He said, drink ye all of it. Beloved, that speaks to my heart, not just of what was in that physical cup, but that we as New Testament believers need to drink all of, have all, partake of all the blessings and all the promises and purposes that God originated the new covenant. Beloved, those are some simple but very profound thoughts, and it's my prayer you and I enter more and more into the fullness of His life for us. Well, I've hardly got into the introduction, but we will begin in earnest tomorrow, and I invite you to tune at the same time. And if you're not able to, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your listening convenience. Praise God. The announcer is about to give you our mailing address, and I do invite you to write, and also you may email for convenience, but if you would like a personal answer, I ask you to share your mailing address, and I'll respond back personally. However, I will always pray and confirm receipt of emails. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.